UW system must cut up to $174 million over the next 2 years, of which $25 million must be used for student financial aid. The money will come from schools' auxiliary funds. As a result, UW-La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao says they'll have to delay projects and charge students $100 more a year to live in the dorms.
Legislators need to rethink how to pay for financial aid and find another place to get that money, or if it's not available, then just reconsider this plan, however well-intentioned it might be.
UW system spokesman David Giroux says cuts are difficult to make and may affect student education, but he says one thing they won't do is pass the buck along to students to make up the losses.
That ignores today's economic reality for Wisconsin families. That would mean something in the order of a 17% tuition hike next year. That just can't happen.
UWL junior Mitchell Dreska believes in-state tuition is affordable now for some.
But for a lot of people, a tuition hike might be the difference between being able to attend and not being able to attend.
Which may be the case for UWL sophomores Evelyn Thompson and Sarah Moe.
We're like working to help pay for school ourselves. That would definitely make it harder for us to be able to support ourselves. And if it goes any higher than what it is now, I don't think it would be affordable for me.
Governor Jim Doyle's budget proposal includes $12 million for the UW system and $24 million for the Higher Education Aids Board for need-based student aid. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.